Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we bring you tomorrow's news tonight right here, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe in the coronavirus effort, too. Now, let's not forget everybody working on the Third Watch. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our truckers out there, our truck drivers, our over-the-road men and women that are out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler the same way. And you can find us at Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from Founders Code America, we've got Denise Simon. And good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Now, I'm going to play a very short clip because we're going to talk about Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin and their meeting today in Geneva. This is a 29-second clip from our reporter on the scene over there, Greg Cluxton. So, Greg, take it away.
After a week of attending international summits with U.S. allies, the president is set to sit down for face-to-face talks with the Russian leader.
I'm going to make clear to President Putin that there are areas where we can't cooperate if he chooses.
But he warns that the U.S. will respond in kind if Moscow continues to engage in harmful activities. The summit's agenda includes Ukraine, human rights, arms control, and cyber attacks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, we know this is going to be interesting, and both of us would like to be a fly in the wall in the room to hear how this is presented, because we know that the stronger leader is going to be Putin. Am I right in assuming that?
I would say.
All right, so it's not going to be like, well, you do this, comrade, and I do that, comrade, and all that stuff. It's going to be a back-and-forth sort of thing, I'm guessing. Am I wrong?
They're calling this a summit. A summit necessarily means essentially the meeting of the minds in between two countries. I don't think it's a summit at all, personally. I think it's more of a meet and greet again. It's not the first time Biden has been with Putin, but it's certainly the first time that Biden will have been with Putin as president. And I believe that there's not going to be anything significant that comes out of this. I think it's going to be a situation where Biden's going to bring up some issues that he feels like that the United States needs to address. And beyond that, Putin's going to go, yeah, I hear you, but do you have any proof? And, you know, we want to get along, and I don't think there's going to be anything significant that comes out of this thing. Even the White House's, officials, whatever, whoever that is anymore, says don't expect any deliverables. In other words, if they've come to some kind of an accommodation where Putin has said, okay, gee, you caught us about with these, people within my country that are doing these cyber attacks, we won't do those anymore. There's not going to be any of that. So,
okay.
Yeah. All right, well, I don't think there's going to be anything significant.
All right. Well, we've got a caller. Let's see what this is all about. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where you're calling from? All right. He's not there. He or she's not there. So we'll give him a chance to call back, and we'll continue right here. Now, what is going on with Southwest Airlines? I mean, I'm hearing there's a bunch of travelers that are stranded, have been for a couple of days across the country, as some sort of technical issues are continuing regarding the weather system in the cockpit of the airplanes, where they can't really tell what kind of weather they're flying into or around.
Actually, I think it may be more controlling the atmosphere on the plane itself, that they can't control, you know, what's happening in the cabin part. But I don't know that to be a fact. Boy, so I need to kind of shut up about it.
Well, that sucks, because I've seen a bunch of airplanes sitting on the ground, you know, just off of the edge of the runway, not at the gates. But that's
well,
bad.
What's curious is after a couple of days, you know, after two, I would think that they'd, you know, fly in some more equipment, and, you know, get those people unstranded. But that's just me.
Yeah. I would think so, but then again, what do I know? Maybe the used car market's out of the glitz of the rental car market, rather. Now, the Trump CDC director has expressed concern about the gain-of-function research recalling the shuttering of the Maryland Germ Lab. What's this all about?
Are you talking about Dr. Redfield?
Yep.
Dr. Redfield, you know, he did a pretty in-depth interview with the Fox News doctor contributor, and it was a pretty fascinating interview, because it really shows that he has been skeptical all this time about how the pandemic was discussed in the Trump White House and discussed on the task force, meaning he wasn't blaming Trump at all, but what he was saying is that he was challenging the leadership, otherwise known as Fauci, because nobody's really asking hard questions about its origins.
Okay, hold that thought. Coming right back with more, folks, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. And, Kathy, why don't you take us to break?
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week.
I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, folks, it's the Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation pads that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation pads that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Denise Simon, and here we go with more, because Denise Simon, good morning again.
Morning.
What is going on with China and Russia? They're playing buddy-buddy, palsy-wowsy. What's this all about?
Well, I mean, I would say they have been doing that for quite some time. They're two rogue nations and two rogue leaders. And what country is in their way but the United States?
Right.
I think one thing that gets missed in the relationship between Russia and China is the space program. You know, obviously we have been sharing for whatever reason, and something I never understood. You know, going into space with Russia and the space station, which is very curious to me. But I think, from what I can tell, China is about ready to send in a crew into space. Space is a battle frontier, and I think that gets downplayed way too often. That it's battle space now. So that could be certainly part of their, as you say, buddy-buddy system.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, yeah. I guess so. Now, on Monday, the Department of Justice officially asked the Supreme Court to reinstate the death penalty for the Boston Marathon bomber suspect, Dohar Sarnoff. I'm not surprised of that. I don't know why.
I'm very surprised because you've got a Biden administration that is against the death penalty. So it's kind of like, okay, this one's a little on the weird side. Why would they ask for the death penalty to be reinstated? That one's just a very curious one to me.
Don't you think that's because of the victims? Relatives that want this reinstated?
Well, but you've got an administration that doesn't that wants to do away with the death penalty. Why would you reinvoke it? I mean, I don't see the Department of Justice as being any kind of a, you know, especially under Merrick Garland. I think he's just as feckless as Biden himself. I don't think he's terribly much of a leader.
No. So somebody down the line maybe is doing this. Because it was in the works, you think?
I have no idea. Okay. I can't speak now that operates.
Okay. Now, former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert rebuked the Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's congressional seat, saying that she's ignorant and unworthy of serving in the American Congress. I don't disagree with that.
No, it would be kind of hard to challenge that one, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Now, there is a movement afoot to have her censured, and there's another movement afoot to have her removed from Congress. I don't think either one is going to work, but they're trying to send a message, I guess.
Well, the Republicans are, but Nancy Pelosi is not going to do it, so don't hold your breath for that one. I mean, she's pretty much said that the topic is closed. Oh, okay.
And then there's little Dr. Fauci. There are several Republican lawmakers who introduced a bill. This is a bill to fire little Dr. Fauci.
Works for me.
Me too, but again, it's just a futile effort, correct?
Well, look, I would also say that it shouldn't begin and end with terminating Fauci from his organization. I would say that I would be challenging the funding of what we give to the World Health Organization. Remember, under Trump, we defunded it.
Right.
So at this point, you know, Fauci has his own subset, which is NIAID. I don't know what I forget what that stands for.
Uh-huh.
Not the National Institute of Health, but his own. I'd be defunding that right there myself too.
Okay. Well, I know they're definitely opening up the door wider on an investigation into all of that. Don't know where that's going to go.
Well, opening the door on a, I mean, Biden wants a new look at what's going on, and he wants it through the World Health Organization, and so does Europe. That means nothing. I mean, we know that the World Health Organization is compromised. So why in the world would we kind of keep going down this path? I have no idea.
Now, a federal judge lifted the Biden administration's temporary ban on oil leases on public lands.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that that's going to stand very long, because obviously that's something that the Biden administration wanted to have done. But now it looks like as if they're free to go ahead and sell the leases again.
Everything that the Biden administration is doing that's unwinding what the Trump administration has or kept in place, the Biden administration is, we're suspending it pending further review.
Right.
Well, why don't you review without suspending it? So therein lies the major complaint. You know, if you want to go review something, go review it. But, you know, it doesn't mean that you have to terminate it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Very, very much so. By the way, we understand that another American staple has been impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic, and that's the Girl Scouts. and they've apparently got 15 million unsold boxes of cookies, and they can't sell them because they only have a certain amount of the year where they can sell them. Is that right?
I'm not sure I understand that, but, you know, basically last year they couldn't go to the whole door-to-door or, you know, yeah. set up a little kiosk like they normally do to sell them.
Yeah.
So they ended up with this volume of residual inventory. Now, I will say that, if I remember this correctly, the Girl Scout cookies have a one-year shelf life.
Well, I thought.
I haven't bought a Girl Scout cookie in, I don't know, 40 years. But if they have that kind of a shelf life, then I guess they have a short time left between last year and whatever shelf life that expires this time this year to get rid of them. So I think that they're trying to do a major push here to get rid of this inventory.
What if you freeze them?
Well, you can freeze anything, but yeah.
Huh. Okay. Well, we'll have to see what happens. I hate to see the Girl Scouts lose out on this one. But then again, who knows what's going to happen next. Now, the Senate approved the Juneteenth as a federal holiday after Senator Ron Johnson dropped his objection. Now, what date of the month is Juneteenth?
I forget. Isn't that the 16th?
I thought it was, yeah, but I'd have to look it up. But does that mean that this is going to be a holiday starting next year?
I don't know the details of when that necessarily happens, but they want to, they've approved it in the Senate side to be a federal holiday. It's got to go over to the House side, which I think it'll certainly pass.
Just another day without mail, right?
Right, but now, I mean, there are certain factions that do, and say, yeah, it is June the 19th.
Okay.
That they do kind of, you know, celebrate it locally kind of anyway, but it's the day that when the slaves in Galveston, Texas learned that they had been freed or emancipated.
Right. Okay, well, here comes the music. I'll have to let you go, and I'll see you later, and you have yourself a great day.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out all the great articles that she writes and puts up there. And I'll be right back with more Military and Veterans News segment coming right up.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Israel has launched airstrikes into the Gaza Strip following a series of arson attacks. The Israeli Defense Force says it bombed Hamas military complexes in Khan Yunis and Gaza City early Wednesday morning. The attacks come in retaliation for the launch of incendiary balloons from the territory, which started at least 20 fires on Tuesday, according to the Israeli Fire Service. It's the first major violence since the two sides agreed on a ceasefire on May 21st. A federal judge has blocked an executive order from President Biden that had suspended new oil and gas leases on federal land and water. U.S. District Judge Terry Doty's ruling applies nationwide and is a preliminary injunction against the order, pending further arguments in the case. In his ruling, Doty wrote that the administration didn't provide a rational explanation for canceling the leases. And former President Donald Trump is heading back to the border. He says he will accept Governor Greg Abbott's invitation for a tour of the border on June 30th. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And the National Aviation Academy brings you the military and veterans news. You can find them online by going to their website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And don't forget, they have two campuses to serve you. We'll tell you where they're at after they get a chance to tell you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where you can learn to become an aviation maintenance tech. One is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. Clearwater's across the bay. So either way, what I tell the people is to give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. Ask to take the tour of one of their facilities and see what they're all about. Because that's the best way to find out. The absolute best way to find out. Now, let's not forget that you can become an aviation maintenance tech and you can go to work basically anywhere in the world where there's work. and you can make a lot of money in a very short period of time. This is a tremendous career for people that want to get out there, and they're especially if you're a go-after type person, go-getter, you can make a lot of money out there. So there you go. So don't forget about that. Now, looking at the news out there, the U.S. military and their guns keep vanishing. Some are being used in street crimes. And an Associated Press investigation has found that at least 1,900 U.S. military firearms were lost or stolen during the 2010s, with some resurfacing in violent crimes on the streets of America. Not good. Not good. By the way, Turkey seeks U.S. support to maintain troops in Afghanistan. Turkish President Erdogan said that his country would need diplomatic, logistic, and financial assistance from the United States if they were to maintain troops on Afghanistan soil to protect and run Kabul's international airport following the withdrawal of the other NATO forces there. Well, of course Erdogan's going to want money. That's what he's all about. By the way, the CENTCOM base commander, General McKenzie, says that we will not support Afghan forces with airstrikes after the troop withdrawal. Now, he's not planning to support the Afghan forces with airstrikes. However, they're there if they have to be used under an emergency or contingency basis because the planes are going to be out of the area altogether. Where they're going to be, we don't know yet. And a key Republican senator wants President Joe Biden to leave a military force of about 1,000 troops inside Afghanistan until early 2022 to minimize the chaotic transition expected when the U.S. forces fully withdraw from the country by the end of the year. In addition, NATO leaders committed to moving forward with training for Afghan security forces after the U.S. military withdraws, says that all their training will be completed before September 11th. So here we go again. The Afghanis are going to be on their own. Now, I'm going to have a chat in the next hour with our retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright and ask him what the heck is going on over there and whether or not he believes Afghan can stand this test of time. Because so far, their troops haven't been able to muster up to what the Iraqi troops have been able to do so far. Now, two U.S. military bases in Japan reported six new COVID-19 cases between Friday and Monday evenings, even while the commands on the Korean Peninsula had no infections to report. Hopefully this is just a little small problem that they'll be able to take care of. By the way, Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte again suspended his decision to terminate a key defensive pact with the United States, which he's asked to provide more aid and coronavirus vaccines in exchange for retaining the accord. We'll see how that goes, because if you remember right, Duterte pulled the support there at the airport where they had a big gunfight about a year ago. Now, the first example of the ground-based strategy, deterrent missile, will fly by the end of the calendar year through 2023 from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. Now, this program, Defish Offensives revealed, is something that's going to be new, to say the least. But once we understand that there's no further margin to extend the Minuteman II system without raking the credibility of the Intercontinental Ballistic Missile Force, that we're going to go back to the way we used to do it. Namely, smaller weapons and jeeps and motorcycles to move around on. Now, the U.S. aircraft carriers are already facing risks from hypersonic missiles that are now entering the inventory of American adversaries, and the Navy has been developing these early defenses to try to stop the terrorist threat that's out there. Now, whether or not they'll be able to do that, I guess we'll just have to wait and see, but I certainly hope so. I certainly hope so. Because if not, they're in trouble, we're in trouble, everybody's in trouble. And don't forget, the Captain's America Third Watch, Military and News, Veterans News Edition, brought to you by Pilot and Flying J, where a lot of times what they'll do here in my area is they'll take the students right to the airport, and they'll take them into one of the hangars over there, show them what's going on. Maybe they'll even show them the outlay of the terminal so they can see the security aspect that's there. But that's quite the thing. If you can get there and you can take the tour, especially during the summer months, you can go right straight to the airport and learn that way. And you'll actually spend time there, a lot more time, as a result, learning and getting yourself acclimated to what it is National Aviation Academy does. Now, Christine is sending me something here from Sarasota. Good morning, Christine. This is about the Girl Scouts, I guess. Okay, $1 million in skaters. Let me see if I can find it. The council basically earns their money off the backs of the troops, and this way the girls get to keep 100% of the money donated through the Girl Scout cookies. Okay, she's telling me what's going on with the Girl Scouts. The Girl Scout troop earns about $70 per cookie box. Okay. That makes sense. 18,000 boxes. Wow. A lot of profit. Or 18, I'm sorry, million. 15, there we go. I'll get it right in a minute. 15 million boxes. And they have a one-year shelf life, is what we're being told. Doggone. I hope they can sell them. Hope they can sell them. All right, coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, and, of course, Money News is what he does. I'll be right back. Kathy, take a step right.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I think I just might. Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and 345 horsepower to boot. Also, some amazing creature comforts that have come along with it, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers. Now, that's really gonna make your back feel good when you need to have it. Now, Moss Acura, spelled Moss, M-A-U-S, offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's finest. Now, Moss Acura also comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. And they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program, which takes in active duty military, veterans, first responders, and also church pastors. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue and right next door to Moss Nissan and Moss Acura. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And tell them the Captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. It'll save you a bunch of money. After all, it's only money. And joining us right now, the watchdog on Wall Street himself, Mr. Chris Markowski. It's only money, right?
It's only money so you don't have any, right?
Yeah. And if you don't have any, then you just get a big credit card. I heard somebody say that yesterday. There's no reason why people can't have credit cards and get what they have to have. Yeah, right, sure. Give me a break.
All the wrong answers are coming out of this government. Have you noticed that?
Well, on many things, there's little sense to some of the things that they're offering out there.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk a little money stuff here. Now, the price concerns are beginning to mount. The Federal Reserve is not expected to announce any changes when it meets again. The U.S. Fed apparently is going to put everything on hold for now.
Well, yeah, I'm curious to see what the statement's going to be, but I've talked about this. The Fed has become almost a political organization to some degree. I mean, what can the Fed do? If they go ahead and they raise rates, what will that do to the budget? It's almost as if they're supposed to be an independent body, and quite frankly, they're not. There's a major disconnect out there. That again, it's amazing how the mainstream media can't even get this across. Real interest rates are actually negative 10% plus. Is myself, Kyle Bass, there's a few others that are actually honest with people and telling people what the reality is. No, the other ones out there, mainstream, business press, will not. Negative 10%. So if you think about it, you go back to the days where we had ultra-high interest rates. You also had high interest rates where you could put your cash in a bank and you'd actually get some sort of return. You're not getting that now, okay? Interest rates are artificially pushed down to a ridiculous level. So, in essence, every single day you're losing money due to inflation. Just think of it this way. At 10%, negative 10% interest rates, if you had $100 in a bank, at the end of the year you have 90. What it's worth, what your spending power is. That essentially is a tax. Why is it a tax? Well, it means the government's paying back its debt with something that is worth less. And people, you look at your grocery bills, you look at everything you got to pay for, and you can see it everywhere. And this idea out there that this is somehow just going to up and disappear, it's transitory, is patently absurd.
Now, the pandemic has left a big void with, of all people, the Girl Scouts. I don't know if you've heard about this. 15 million boxes of Girl Scout cookies unsold, and they're not sure what's going to happen.
Oh, wow. How long do they last for?
I don't know, but the boxes only have a shelf life of a year.
Okay. You know what? Maybe they should take those cookies and donate them to some organization, relief organization overseas, rather than see them go to waste. Interesting dynamic. I can imagine during a pandemic it's pretty difficult to sell Girl Scout cookies, no doubt about that. But then on the other hand, you would think maybe they'd be doing something selling them online. But they most certainly manufactured too much, that's for sure.
Now, we talked about this the other day, that businesses were reopening, and they had a big fireworks display in New York last night for opening up New York City, full bore and all that. But the offices are staying empty while the businesses are reopening. That's odd.
Well, a lot of them, because people can open their mouths and say, hey, you know what, I don't want to come back, I'm still scared of COVID. And what are their bosses going to say? And people are going to, they've gotten used to working at home and saying, do I want to get back on a train? Do I want to, deal with this commute again when I don't have to? You have Morgan Stanley push back against that, saying that, no, we want our people back in the office. I understand, especially when it comes to training young workers in certain fields, certain jobs, that it's important to be around others, that stuff. I just think it's going to become more of a hybrid situation where people are going to like, okay, you're going to come into the office maybe 2 to 3 times a week and then work from home aside from that. So, again, we're going to see what's going to happen moving forward. But, still, it's the city is pretty empty at this point in time, really is.
Now, it's being reported that the European Union and the U.S. have reached a deal to end the Airbus-Boeing trade dispute. Not sure what's going to happen there, but the United States and the European Union reached a deal, and in it they said Tuesday we will end the changing dispute over the subsidies of the rival plane that were put in place last fall. Now, the thing about the money that they're going to try to get out of this, it looks like as if the money is not going to be there at all for this. So what are we doing when they talk about reaching an end to something like this and there's no money to be saved or made?
Yeah, it's, you know, there's always been this battle back and forth saying how, you know, because Boeing is a company consortium, various different countries in Europe, and how that they subsidize Airbus, and that's how it's not fair. Again, there's always an old saying, you can't get a little bit pregnant. The United States, we subsidize a lot of companies here in this country. We say that we don't, but we do. We see it happen all the time. We get involved. You take a look at some of the money that was in loans were given to during COVID,
right,
and what took place. I mean, you know, essentially, you know, Boeing is a military contractor. So in some sense is that it's kind of being subsidized anyway. You know, you would think after all the things that had happened with Boeing over the past several years and the massive screw-ups that they'd had, that'd be a company that might have gone out of business and maybe had a restructure. But it's not the case. Boeing is another too-big-to-fail American institution. This is where, you know, in some respects, we rhyme, not the same, but we rhyme with some of our competitors like the European Union and China, and the fact that, yeah, we subsidize and backstop companies too here in the United States. Take a look at what we did with the automakers. These companies should have gone under and they should have been restructured, but we didn't. We didn't do that. So, you know, we like to yell and scream about other countries doing stuff, and I don't agree with any of it. I don't like government getting involved in the private sector at all, but we claim that we're holier than thou, but we do the same thing.
Now, there's a Trafalgar poll that came out yesterday that say more Americans blame Biden now, which is not a surprise, not Trump, for inflation, and that's a true statement.
Well, I mean, it's so quick, it's becoming so obvious now that maybe people are starting to recognize what's going on. I mean, they both have blame in this, but without a doubt, I mean, the policies that are moving forward and what's doing is going to make it much, much worse. I hope people are going to recognize it.
Yeah, I talked about it last night when I gave my speech in front of the Tampa Bay Trump Club, and it is, very obvious that this is Biden's economy.
Yeah, well, again...
Or lack of.
Well, you know, you're going to see economic growth moving forward, but even Biden predicted in this budget that it's going to be muted and it's not going to be very strong over the next 10 years. So, we'll see. We'll see what the American people want and what they're going to, think about this in the next midterms, 24.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check out all the great things he has to offer. We're coming back with Amanda Mackey. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.